Jamie Jamieson produces corn, wheat, and soybean on his 500-hectare farm. To boost production, he uses genetically modified seed. To control weeds, he uses atrazine.
Have given us good long season control.
Jamieson takes precautions when he sprays atrazine on his fields. He knows the wind could take the pesticide to unintended areas and kill other crops or pollute waterways, but he's convinced his benefits outweigh the risk.
This field was sprayed about a week ago and planted.
That's part of the corn plant getting ready to emerge.
But opposition to atrazine is growing. Jennifer Sass is a senior scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council in Washington, a private environmental group.
I think that the most convincing evidence of effects on humans are actually the birth defects data and also effects on male reproductive fitness, so poor sperm quality and lower sperm mobility.
Sass says critics are not convinced by the safety studies done by atrazine's leading manufacturer, the Swiss giant Syngenta.
I think that Syngenta's been able to use its lobbying and its financial weight to keep this argument going way too long.
Although atrazine's products label says it is toxic to aquatic invertebrates, Tim Pastour, the company's principal scientist, says Syngenta's studies prove atrazine is safe if used properly.
As a principal scientist for Syngenta, I take them all seriously.
Pastour says U.S. farmers annually apply more than 35 million kilograms of atrazine on their fields. He concedes it doesn't always stay there.
On occasion, atrazine does get to the water, but it's in such low amounts that it will not harm human or environmental health.
Fish pathologist Vicky Blazer with the U.S. Geological Survey studies fish mortality and mutations and collects evidence on water pollutants. She has found fish with compromised immune systems and blames that on atrazine and other farm runoff.
The spreading of poultry litter and then runoff during storms, plus herbicides such as atrazine, other pesticides that we're finding.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency declined to comment for this report, but EPA's website acknowledges public concern about atrazine in drinking water. Jennifer Sass from the Natural Resources Defense Council.
DIRP has made a very reasonable and very scientific decision that people shouldn't drink pesticides in their drinking water.
Nevertheless, U.S. farmers like Jamie Jamieson, who appreciates the fewer weeds and bigger harvest with atrazine, plan to continue using it. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News, Poolesville, Maryland.